News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Talking about the increase in the cost of petrol, one listener in Waterford says it's up 22 cent in 10 days where they are. And it is, again, the result of the war in the Middle East caused by the United States attacking Iran with the support of Israel. And experts are warning that that price is due to shoot up even further in the next couple of days because of rising crude oil costs. Ger Hyland is the president of the Irish Road Haulage Association. Ger, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
Your members presumably reporting a lot of concern right now, given the direction of travel.
Our members are very worried at this time. When the ceasefire started in the Middle East, we again called for the fuel supports to be extended because it was a very volatile peace process, and this has come to pass. Fuel prices is rising on a daily basis. Our members are volume users, and it's having a huge effect on our industry. This is coming again on where we're after having, I suppose, one of the toughest years Hauliers has ever had.
At the same time, we have had government action where they did look at taking some of the pressure off. Followed a bit of a protest. I know you weren't necessarily involved in that protest, but it followed action, direct action being taken by many hauliers. What are you asking government to do right now? Because those measures are still technically in place.
Those measures are still in place, and they're supposed to start reducing in September. It needs to be carefully monitored, and if this is not resolved in the Middle East, these fuel supports need to remain in place. Our members just cannot absorb any more fuel.
But those measures, which, let's face it, cost half a billion euro of taxpayers' money, they look like they might be swallowed in the next couple of weeks, and we could still see petrol and diesel go above 2 euro a litre.
Absolutely, and if that happens, we will be back again to the door of government. Look, for the wider economy, them fuel supports didn't just support the hauliers, they supported the wider economy. They actually fed into keeping inflation down in this country. If we don't have a viable transport industry, we won't have an economy. We're an island nation. Everything is moved on this island by our members. So if we don't have a viable transport industry, we won't have a viable economy. As I said, the fuel supports didn't just support the hauliers. They supported inflation. They supported everything in this country.
Okay. I know, Ger, you didn't, as I said, you weren't, the Road Haulage Association, not directly involved in those fuel protests that brought the country effectively to a halt. Are you worried that might happen again if we see fuel prices starting to reach those dizzying heights above 2 euro?
Well, look, we have a working relationship with government. We will be back in with government if prices goes over 190 at the pumps. We will certainly be back knocking on government's door.
Okay. But do you think there's a likelihood that we could see further protest?
Well, I would hope not. Because, as I said, last time we weren't on protest, while there was a lot of our members on protest. And I'll just remind you that desperate times makes desperate people. These members of our association and these transport people that were on these protests, they were there out of desperation. They could see that their businesses were crumbling before them. They didn't want to be on the side of the road protest. When they're out protesting, they're not working, they're not turning money, they're not making money. But at that time, whether they were protesting or whether they were working, they were still losing money.
All right, Ger Hyland of the Irish Road Haulage Association, thanks very much for joining us. One text in already, Kilrush, County Clare, diesel at 1.95 per litre. That's 5 cents away from that very unfortunate Rubicon of 2 euro. Let us know what it's like where you are this morning. Have you seen those prices start to increase already? And where do you fear this is going? 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.